And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And I said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, Up, follow after the men. And when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, Wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? And all these thy servants shall come down unto me, and bow down themselves unto me, saying, Get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is a thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. And he said unto them, Follow after me. For the Lord hath delivered your enemies the Moabites into your hand. And they went down after him, and took the fords of Jordan toward Moab, and suffered not a man to pass over. And he said unto the men of Succoth, Give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Zebah and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And his mother's brethren spake of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, He is our brother. And now this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my lord. And David came to the 200 men which were so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. Behold, he is hid now in some pit, or in some other place. And it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, There is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah, and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And Ben-Hadad sent unto him and said, The gods do so unto me and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people that follow me. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for ever. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest, that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Then it shall come to pass that the sword, which ye feared, shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt. And the famine, whereof ye were afraid, shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus saith unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he was entered into his forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass as Jesus... Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, and as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John the brother of James. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water, follow him. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And they shall say to you, See here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Follow after charity, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.